Are you ready to seek more than life has to offer? Are you looking to transform your business and your motherhood? Welcome to Building the Abundant Woman podcast. We're going to talk business growth, mastering the mindset of entrepreneurship, relatability of motherhood, growing kids, and a business while walking away with actionable tips. Here we discuss abundance in all areas of life and walk away with gratitude that is larger than life. I'm your host, Samantha Cook. And let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Building the Abundant Woman. I cannot wait to get into this with you guys today because this is like probably my most savage opinion yet. And I just cannot wait to share this with you because you're probably going to be like, ooh, I am definitely guilty of that. And so, if you guys are watching, if you're listening to this on the podcast, but you can't see my shirt, it says dare to be different. So I'm going to dare you to be different with this statement and be more like myself and less like what most people are doing right now. So my most savage opinion that I have is that being busy in your business is why your business won't grow. And that was probably a mouthful. And don't try to say that three times fast because you'll probably mess it up anyways, but that's okay. Anyways, so why I don't like the concept of being busy in your business because it is keeping you from growing. And if we're all here to do this, then we are here to grow. Why are we doing this to ourselves? So, and here I'm going to tell you why I feel this way and what you can do about it. So when I sit here and I'm like, oh, I feel so busy. I feel so busy. I feel so busy. And it's like, am I doing anything in my business that's moving the needle forward? Is this getting me more sales? Like, is this a activity that I have to get done to like take the next step? Because I know we have to do like those tasks sometimes. Like right now I am building out a course and stuff like that. So those tasks, like while they don't generate income, they will. And so I can't wait to share that with you guys. That'll probably come next month. After the launch of the Digital Abundance Club, I can't wait to share it with you, but I think it's going to be so fantastic. I have an amazing course coming and it's going to change the game for so many that are struggling to build websites and stuff like that. It's going to be so great for you. Anyways, so getting back to, being busy in your business. And so what we need to do is we really need to shift that mindset of being like, we need to be productive in our business and focus on the things that are one, generating money, because that's ultimately why we're doing this. But two is also things that are launching us to generate money. And then three, the tasks that we just want to do or the fun things to do or whatever in our business. Because if you're like me, I do have several fun things in my business that I really like to do. And I have some things that I have to sit down and I'm like, you can do nothing else until you get this done. Because I don't want to feel busy. Because I want to actually grow and scale. The idea is to actually spend less time on our business and get more sales. And so when we're sitting there and we're just not automating tasks that we could be doing, like our sales, like sales calls, things like that, like we're constantly having to be the driver of our business, then it's like, why are we spending so much time in order to make, one, the same amount of money, but two is like, you have to spend more hours to make more money? That doesn't really make sense to me. And so that's why I'm super passionate about getting a funnel set up within your business so that way you can start to allow people to do things on their own, drive them somewhere so they can, one, get to a place where they can have a conversation with you, whether it's through your website or with you, they can still have a conversation with you and they can still build that know, like, and trust factor. I can't tell you how many people I've never I'll never meet them in real life, or I finally did meet them in real life and they were just the same as all of their content, as all of their emails and all of that stuff. And so that's what really for them. As like, I think of so many people, like, I'll just use Jenna Kutcher as an example because I just took her Pinterest course. And I'm like, if she had to sell that Pinterest course to every single person, she would run out of hours in the day. She would be doing nothing else but selling that Pinterest course. But because she has it set up through a funnel – Now you can go through, you can learn about the course, you can feel the conversation, you can feel what she has to offer you, and you can still buy. And then that way you can grow and scale because you know those things in that place are working together for your good. And so when we talk about, it's like, especially when I talk about that, I know people are like, well, you know, community is important and connection is important and things like that. I totally get that. And I totally think that's relevant. And I think you need to be good to your community. I think you need to have that network of people. But I think if you are trying to be the full driver of your sales, that at some point you're going to burn out or you're going to run out of time if those things don't coexist at the same time. And so you either have to raise your prices or you have to learn how to spend less time and automate. And I think automation is a really great thing, especially if you've got a strong audience. There's no reason that you shouldn't be automating. You shouldn't be putting, you know, content out on platforms and driving people somewhere. I really think that if you want to take the next step in your business, and I'm talking about people like they have plenty of leads, they have plenty of email subscribers or whatever, followers, whatever the case is like, then we just need to get them to convert. And so if you are the main driver of conversions, if you're answering all your messages, like then like we need to chat. We need to get you on a system that's actually going to drive your business so you can grow it without working 40 hours a week in your business. I don't know about you, but that's not something I want to do. Now, do you have to do it at the beginning to get things up and going? And is it just a little time consuming sometimes? Yeah, it is. And so I don't want you to sit here and be like, oh, I don't have to do anything because, you know, they're all coming to me. But it's like we still have to get those systems in place. And once those systems are in place, it's like you just need to quit being busy in your business and let the business run itself. And so I think there's still always going to be the really great thing about it is there's still always going to be a need for you in your business somewhere. Like, hear me when I say this, is that you are still going to be needed in your business. You still have to create content. You still have to, you know, come up with ideas, things like that. Just you should be doing more of that stuff than like actually working on your business. And so I know so many, and I'm sorry if this rubs you the wrong way, but there are so many people that wear that busyness as a badge of honor. Like the busier I am, the more valuable I am, the more whatever. Because I know, and I wore it, and I wore it proudly. I was like, look at how many hours I spent doing all of this stuff. Look at how much time I spent. I was so, so, so busy. And I got so many things done. And I was extremely unhappy. I was not the person I wanted to be. I was not the mother I wanted to be. And I was upset and frustrated all the time because my nervous system was freaking out because it was too much. And I was wearing that badge of honor, like so proudly. I mean, you're talking to somebody who's worked two or three jobs at a time, more than once in my life. When me and Chandler, I think I've talked about this before, but when me and Chandler met, literally that first summer, I was working two jobs. And then I quit one job to get another second job so I wouldn't have to drive to the next town. Like, that's the kind of person I am. Like, I will never go without. Like, I will go make sure my needs are met, blah, 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 me, my kids, whatever. And so that's a lot of the reason why I do this now, because I've been in that rat race of, well, I need more money, so I'm just going to go work more because I'm busy, busy, busy. And then I was burnt out and I was frustrated to no end. I would come home and complain about work every single day. And I'm just like, you know, I look back at it now and I just think, like, God, what a huge blessing that you gave me websites, because you realized that I wore my busyness as a badge of honor instead of like being productive with what you gave me. And I always look at the parable of the talents. When he gave three different servants, he gave him one talent and he hid it. And then he gave the next one two. And if I'm getting the numbers wrong, forgive me. I know Jesus will forgive me, but the concept is what I'm trying to get the point across. Two and then five, and they multiplied theirs. And so he, you know, was like, go out and multiply like what you're doing. But when you are trying to be busy, you are adding. You are sitting there holding on to the control versus you, instead of multiplying and making your money work for you and spending less time on the task, quit exchanging your time for money, because there are things that you can do now after this episode that you can go and do. And one of those things is build a landing page. I don't care if you do it on Canva. I'm not recommending that. But if that's what you got to go do to get it going, if you got to do it on Canva or Squarespace or Wix or whatever, go do it. Go build a landing page. If you need, so DM me on Instagram. If you want my landing page layout ideas, like for a sales page layout, just DM me the word layout and I will send it to you, okay? So from this episode, if you DM me the word layout on Instagram at Build Your Brand with Sam, it's going to be in the show notes, I will send you my layout, like how I do a sales page. Anyways, so moving on from there is go build that landing page. Go build it. And then the next time somebody says, hey, I'd like more information on XYZ. Hey, that's so great. You can go check this out here. And it's going to give them a call to action of either they've got to get a call, get like book a consultation call with you or a discovery call or some kind of, you know, whatever you want to call your call, put it there. Or two, they need to, like if you're a network marketer, they need to sign up for a sample or they need to sign, or they need a link to a quiz so you can give them their best products. I used to do that. Like I still sell Crunchy. It is toxin-free makeup and I love it. And so if you ever send me the word clean, I'll send you my clean beauty quiz. And so you can get all the ideas from there. You can do it on, what is it? I think it's Jotform. I think you can do it for free. So just like do a quiz or something like that. And then you've collected those emails. Like make a next step. And then you can go in Canva and you can make like a flyer of like, hey, based on your results, I would recommend these 5 products. And then you can send them with your link. Like I used to do that stuff all the time. And that's honestly how a lot of my customers got started, is I would send them like the clean beauty quiz. Like, hey, tell me what's going on and I can recommend some products to you. And then they would fill that out. It would take them like 30, 60 seconds to fill it out. And then they would give me their address and I would send them a small like sample gift for like connecting with me that could fit in a little like, you know, postage card, whatever. And then I would mail them that and then I would send them an email and say, hey, your results are in. And with a link to that Canva PDF that I created. And all the links worked. So it would take them straight to those products and say, here you go. But that's what I'm saying is like there's so many great ways to do that. Or, hey, I'd love more information about your group. Great. Read through it here. A link to invite them to the group. And then, you know, say, hey, like, I'd love to send you free marketing ideas to your inbox every week, or hormone health, or toxin-free makeup, or website information, or funnels, or branding, whatever it is that you do, get their email address and then start dripping emails on them about that information of why they're there. Okay? So there's like, if you do nothing else today, go make a landing page and take one of those options and collect email addresses and start writing emails. I don't care if they suck. Sorry. I don't care if they suck. Just go get them done because you will already be more fruitful and automated in your business and you're going to save yourself so much time. Because then it's like, hey, then you can have like go through. And I used to do this. I don't think I still have it, but when I used Project Broadcast, so when anybody joined my Crunchy team, is I built out like 30 days of messages, everything that they needed to know to become a successful advocate in 30 days. And so I would say, hey, like if you want this Excel sheet, reply the word Excel. And so when that keyword was triggered, it would send them a link to my Excel sheet of tracking leads. Or if you like my clean beauty quiz, you can make a copy here. And it would send them a link to make a copy of my clean beauty quiz and where they could go in and put their own information in it. And if they wanted like any of my PDFs or a video to have an explanation in the back office, it was all automated. And what would have taken me like, because when I joined, I was like bombarded with like 1,000 messages. I was like, oh gosh, this is awful. And so what I did is I took what I didn't like and what I would have done if it was me, and I created that for everyone who joined my team. So I just want to say, like, there are ways to still have community connection without being busy in your business, and go and be successful. So go get your landing page done today. Get an email capture of some kind, whether that's a call, a quiz, a freebie, whatever it is, and then go out and start dripping emails on these people and connect and follow up. Okay? So y'all have a great rest of your day, and I hope you loved this episode. Thank you for listening to Becoming the Abundant Woman podcast. We're so glad you're here. Just take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening, so that way we can share the show with more people. Also, make sure and DM Sam the word win on Instagram at Build Your Brand with Sam. And so we can get you over the Winning With Your Website Masterclass, pushing your business towards more abundance and moving you towards becoming an abundant woman. Have an amazing day.